The rain and cooler temperatures of the last 2 weeks are bringing an end to Washington's wildfire season and lessening the chance of region-wide smoke events. Ranil Dhammapala is an atmospheric scientist at the Washington Department of Ecology and one of the contributors to the Washington Smoke blog. During the peak of wildfire season, he says smoke generally bypassed western Washington, but made a significant impact in localized parts of eastern Washington.
Parts of Okanagan County and parts of Yakima County were hit pretty bad, but those weren't record-breaking as such in terms of acres burned or even the air quality. But that's not to say that they had it easy.
On some days, the Meadow Valley had some of the worst air in the nation.
Their smoke season started earlier this year than in any other year. I think they first started seeing smoke around the middle of July, whereas normally they don't see those levels of smoke until well into August.
Dhammapala believes Washington will continue to see active wildfire and smoke seasons in future years, but not many extreme seasons.
I would be very hesitant to say that that kind of smoke blanketing the whole state at the same time for a whole week, I wouldn't even venture a guess to say that that kind of thing would become the norm. But unfortunately, as there are more fires, there's going to be more smoke that's going to have to go somewhere. But the somewhere is often always determined by the meteorology of the day.
Tuesday brought good air quality to the Meadow. The Yakima area still had some pockets in the moderate range. Dhammapala attributes that to minor flare-ups associated with a long smoldering fire. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.